Oklahoma's 27 district attorneys play a significant role in criminal justice reform by deciding which cases to prosecute, what charges to bring, how cases are settled, and more. But even in a year with record candidate filing, only 8 DAs face challengers in the upcoming election. Caroline Halter visited Altus for Oklahoma Engaged to talk to voters in one of those races who are facing their first DA race in nearly 30 years.
Before it happened to her son, Donna Tocknell thought addiction was something that happened to other people.
Growing up, you know, people that did heroin or meth were scum of the earth until it hit me with my kid and thinking, well, my kid's not scum.
That was in 2011. Now Tocknell runs a transitional housing program for recovering addicts in Altus. People like 24-year-old Kristen Wright.
I was in a hotel bust, and when you rent the hotel room that gets busted into, you get stuck with two trafficking charges, a gun charge, a police scanner charge, a harboring a fugitive charge. So I would have went to prison for like 40 years.
Wright's case isn't settled, but she's living in Tocknell's house for women thanks to cooperation from the county sheriff, judges, and the district attorney's office. And for the first time in 28 years, voters in Altus and the rest of District 3 will actually get to choose their next district attorney. Ken Darby was appointed to the position in 2016. His predecessor had no political challenger for 25 years. And now that Darby is set to retire, his first assistant, Republican David Thomas, hopes to succeed him.
You know, with Ken retiring, then I guess he was the next one up, you know, to decide to run.
It was shaping up to be another uncompetitive year in District 3. Until public defender and Democrat Ronna Hill entered the race at the very last minute.
The majority of crimes that I deal with are drug-related.
Hill says she'll bring her understanding of addiction-related crimes to the DA's office.
I think I'd be a little bit more willing to listen on distribution charges. The state isn't usually willing to offer a rehab option if the person is charged with distribution or conspiracy to distribute, which is often what happens when you have a user that's trying to support their drug habit.
But Hill is campaigning on a different kind of reform, something she calls equal justice.
People get treated differently depending on how much money you have, who your family is, social status, who your family's friends with. And I just don't agree with that.
In fact, Hill sees her opponent as an example of unequal justice. Thomas was arrested in 2002 during a crack cocaine raid in Lawton. At the time, he served as a substitute municipal judge, and the Lawton Constitution reported he was charged with felony possession of a controlled substance. Court records are not publicly available, but in his candidacy filing, Thomas says he's never been convicted of a felony. Thomas declined interview requests, as well as requests for written statements.
I just know that I've had clients that were charged with less that went to prison, and it doesn't seem like equal justice to me.
But many in the community see Thomas's past as a positive, including current DA Ken Darby, who's known Thomas since his days as a state trooper in the 1980s.
I think it helps him in some ways to understand what people are going through, and he's just an example to people that you can overcome adversity like that.
Thomas doesn't have a website, but on his Facebook page, he says he'll, quote, require all nonviolent offenders with a substance abuse problem to be evaluated for inpatient treatment or drug court. As November approaches, Hill is trying to convince voters that she's the better choice for district attorney. But sometimes she finds herself answering questions about her decision to run in the first place.
There's this lady that I had represented her grandson, and I had knocked on her door, told her I was running, and she hugged me. And then I remember another person asking me if I had asked my opponent ahead of time, or notified him ahead of time that I was considering running, which isn't my idea of democracy. I don't think that that's a rule. I don't think you have to ask for permission to run against somebody.
Back at the transitional house, Donna Tocknell acknowledges Hill's challenge.
You know, some people don't even know who Ronna is, and for her to come out of the woodwork and run against David, that is well known within the community. You know, her platform is to get away from the good old boy system.
Tocknell faces a choice between two candidates she knows and likes. But for many in District 3, it's a choice between a well-known community figure and a relative newcomer.
This report was produced by Caroline Halter for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit KGOU.org and click the link for Oklahoma Engaged.